You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is the Mutual Audio Drama Network. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
The Commons. A landscape free for the ideas, sketches, and correspondence of the listeners and creators of the Mutual Audio Network.
You're invited to a realm of audio drama
where one moment can seem like an eternity.
It's Previously on.
Previously on, Ricky Graziani beat the odds and won the heavyweight championship of World Wrestle Boxing. But then his trainer, also as you recall, named Ricky, suffered a debilitating toe stub that made Ricky, the first one, not the second one, fall into a deep funk. Meanwhile, Tommy Toe Jam, the front man for local rock band Deep Funk, received devastating news from his doctor that his recent adenoid surgery will cause his voice to sing in key. And over in Kewanee, socialite Lady Paula Clayton canceled a charity dinner at her palatial estate, expected to help thousands of flood victims because one of the salad forks was mismatched. But what about handsome druggist Ross Flecknoy, who one morning opened the door to his pharmacy, technically owned by his aging father, to find it completely filled with seawater, even though it was hundreds of miles from any ocean?
Mish, do you know how fast you were going? I clocked you back there going 60 miles per hour in a school zone. There are kids back there, young lady, and you potentially put their lives in danger. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to impound your vehicles. Come on, Charlie, help me get this track in the trunk. Dang speed demons, you've only got yourself to blame.
And now, next time on Previously On, in a macabre turn of events, town geezers Charlie Farquelson and Bert Spinquist, who have argued with each other every day for 50 years, suddenly die within hours of each other. Will the city council approve their family's request to bury them side by side so their argument can continue into infinity? And, forced to walk from place to place, will pretty 4-year-old Gracie Wilkes eventually find herself back in the good graces of her father, Police Chief Sam Wilkes, and get her tricycle back? That's next time on Previously On.
This episode of Previously On was written, produced, and narrated by Pete Lutz and featured the voice talents of Rich Froelich. Theme and underscore licensed from Storyblocks Audio. The sound effect, Morning Birds Ambience, was obtained from user RobinHood76 through a Creative Commons Attributions license via freesound.org. This episode is a 63 audio production in association with the Mutual Audio Network, the Texas Radio Theater Company, and RF Media. Copyright 2020. For more daily helpings of modern audio drama, please check out mutualaudionetwork.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to watch more audio.
This is mutual.
You know what one of my favorite things about traveling is? Food, glorious food. In this episode, we talk about what to eat at MadCon. From Timbits to poutine, we are noshing in Nova Scotia. Researching this episode was fun, and was quickly becoming a checklist of places I wanted to try. I do want to add the disclaimer that all these establishments have been collected from the internet and secondhand sources. I have yet to try any of these establishments firsthand, so that is something to take under consideration when choosing your dining establishments. If you have any sort of dietary restriction, please call ahead and check the websites to see if they have any food that will meet your needs. With all that said, we are starting with the most important meal of the day, breakfast. Donuts are a staple of breakfast on the go. And in Canada, nothing says donut like Tim Hortons. Renowned for their donut holes branded as Timbits, according to Wikipedia, flavors include chocolate glazed, jelly filled, duchy, honey dip, sour cream glazed, old fashioned plain, old-fashioned glazed, blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, lemon, apple cider, orange tangerine, creamy caramel, cherry cake, birthday cake, honey crawler, pumpkin spice, toasted coconut, and apple fritter. If you're not a fan of the deep-fried confection, they do have an expanded menu of other breakfast items and sandwiches. Near Dalhousie campus, there's a Tim Hortons at 5850-5980 University Avenue. If you are particular about your coffee and demand Starbucks, there is a location at 5991 Spring Garden Road. They also have a selection of confections of breakfast items like muffins and other baked goods. For those who want something a little different, there is Mary's Place Cafe 2, who serves breakfast and Canadian Middle Eastern lunch plates. If you're looking for a place with something for everyone, there is Smitty's Family Restaurant, which seems to be the Canadian equivalent of a Denny's or IHOP, at 1490 Cathedral Lane. MadCon may have you running to the next workshop while lugging equipment, and you might not have much time for lunch. So you may want to keep it simple and have a granola bar or equivalent snack in your bag. If you require something with a bit more substance, there are Subway sandwich shops on campus. There's one in the Walton Killam Health Center, and there is also one in the Killam Memorial Library. But according to Google, the latter at this time has 1 out of 5 stars. So, caveat emptor, or buyer beware. After a hectic day of nonstop panels, studio sessions, informative workshops, and browsing the vendors, you are famished. Now, ravenous, you are ready to kick back and have some dinner with some old friends, and maybe some new friends. But where to go? Halifax is a college town and lousy with dining establishments, too vast for me to go into great detail. But here's a small selection to get you started. If you have a taste for Asian cuisine, there is Happy Garden Chinese Restaurant at 1340 Birmingham Street. Or, if you feel like dining at the House of the Rising Sun, there's Wasabi House at 6403 Quinpool Road. Maybe you're feeling a little Greek and could go for a gyro at Athens Greek Restaurant at 6273 Quinpool Road. But if you enjoy food that is geographically transposed, you can try Freeman's Little New York Pizzeria at 6092 Quinpool Road. On the subject of pizza, Apparently, pizza is huge in Halifax. According to an online article at narcity.com, item number 6 in the top 10 must-try Halifax foods and where to get them is Salvatore's Piazza Alio Trattoria at 5541 Yonge Street. What made the number 1 spot in the aforementioned article, you may ask? It is the Donair at King of Donair at 6420 Quinpole Road. It describes a Donair as a maritime delicacy that is essentially Donair meat, spices, and shaved ground beef in a Lebanese-style pita, topped with the infamously sweet and addictive Donair sauce. It looks like a gyro to me. I've had a decent amount of Lebanese food in my life, so I'm more than willing to give it a try if the opportunity arises. Now, if you're like me and live in a landlocked state, you might want to take advantage of all the access to fresh seafood. Apparently, the best seafood in Halifax is at Freddy's Fantastic Fish House. The wise and all-knowing internet says that it is a strip mall seafood joint with a casual menu offering fish and chips, chowder, and lobster rolls. Or, if you prefer something lighter, you could go with the Humanity Cafe and Espresso Bar at 5755 Yonge Street that serves soups, paninis, and house-made gelato. If you are interested in local delicacies, you could try poutine. Poutine consists of French fries, usually steak cut, covered in brown gravy and cheese curd. I first heard about it in a New Jersey diner back in my art school days, and ever since I have been intrigued. On good authority, I've been informed that the local lobster poutine is to die for. According to our good friend Google, the go-to place for the best lobster poutine in Halifax is McKelvey's Restaurant at 1680 Lower Water Street. Known as a refined restaurant serving oysters, lobsters, and steaks in a former firehouse dating from 1906. That is all the gastric gallivanting for this episode, and I will catch you kids later as we count down to MadCon. The intro music is by Tom Rory Parson, and you can find him at tomrparson.crossroadstations.com, and his Facebook page is Tom Rory Parson. If you have any questions, you can reach me on Twitter at MadCon2020, or also on Instagram at MadCon2020. Have a great day, and keep on casting. You see the rise, the true north, strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. Oh Canada, we stand on guard.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.
The Commons is a free service and opportunity to share with you. To add your voice to The Commons, send an MP3 or WAV file to mutualaudio@gmail.com. That's mutualaudio@gmail.com. MutualAudio@gmail.com. We love your feedback about anything on Mutual and are thrilled to share your ideas, your thoughts, or skits in our forum. See you next time in the Commons.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine Cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get Cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official Cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.